Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning! Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We've reached Tuesday morning. It is December 16th. We are at 6:08. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you.
EMCs, our early morning crew, we love you. Good morning to you. We now have 9 days until Christmas. Cold day today. A little bit warmer than it has been the last couple of days because it has been freezing, but we'll see a high of 30 degrees. It'll feel like it's in the teens, but I saw some, I don't know if it was rain tomorrow or Thursday, and a high of 48. So would you rather it be 15 and freezing or 48 or 45, 42, whatever it was, and rainy?
If the snow wasn't here, they're really terrible because the rain is going to make the snow gross and slush, and it's going to, I don't know. That really is horrible.
But it's your favorite time of year, so that's great, remember, because it's...
No, I like fall, remember.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's almost
so
not.
There you
We're
go.
On the cusp
this
of winter.
This is, once again, when you vote for fall on our favorite season, and everybody say fall is beautiful because you think of the leaves, and, oh, I get to wear this, and the long sleeve, and the patterns, and the boots, and the answer summer. I'm just like, the answer is summer. And it is not spring because that's a sloppy mess and winter speaks for itself.
How many days are we away from winter? Is it the 22nd-ish?
Right? We have to be up against
it. Yeah, I feel like this doesn't count as fall.
We have to be up against it. So just the fall days that are nice count as fall.
Correct.
Okay, there you go.
That's it.
Good morning. It's Christmas Carol in an envelope. We need some help.
Yes, it's a song. It's a Christmas song. You just have to guess what it is. We take one guess a day.
EMCs, you officially kick off the show with this guess. We need this guess. And maybe today's the day. 216-343-1021. Have you been thinking about it over the last 24 hours? Probably not, but we would like your guess. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
All right. Well, we would love your guess for Christmas Carol in an envelope. It's a song. It's a Christmas song. What would be your guess?
Rudolph.
It's not Rudolph. Great guess, though.
Nice mainstream guess that hasn't been guessed. That was very, very good. Thank you for being an EMC, and thank you for listening. We appreciate that. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. It is the Jen and Tim Show. We've had some really good guesses for Christmas Carol in an envelope. I go through this list because we don't have it posted online. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, Little Drummer Boy, Mary Did You Know, Silent Night, Good King Wenceslas, Do You Hear What I Hear, Dominic the Donkey, Frosty the Snowman, The Hippo Song, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Where Are You Christmas, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Underneath the Tree, and now Rudolph.
And you hear that list, you're like, wow, what other Christmas songs are there? Well, there's plenty. There are plenty. And we take one guess every single day. That's it. Just one guess. Takes forever.
And we only have how many more guesses till Christmas? So there's 9 days till Christmas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6?
Now that's panic inducing. What happens if we don't get a winner before Christmas and we're talking about Christmas into like February of next year?
I don't know.
We didn't think that
through. It just worked
out
last year when we did it that somebody
really
had it a little bit early. It was actually guessed relatively quickly. And even this, even if, I mean, say it was tomorrow, say it was this week. I mean, I rattled through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You know, whatever. It's been 12, 15 guesses. I don't even think it's been 15 guesses. So it's a new game. Normally when we have an envelope game,
And then it takes longer.
Right? It takes a little bit longer.
I mean, it's like 9 months to a year.
But it's fun. I tell you what, though.
It is fun.
When we did that, when we usually play a game, it's called Dead Guy in an Envelope, and you're trying to guess that. When that game ended on Halloween, it was a lost, barren wasteland on what to do, and I think people missed the envelope for whatever it was until we kicked off. And it was only probably 2 weeks. Because we kicked off Christmas music after that. People were in tears online.
I don't.
TikTok trends crying. Where's the envelope?
I don't.
Jen and Tim, where is it
remember
at?
Remember
that. EMCs.
I don't remember tears. Now, you particularly enjoy it. Do you like Christmas Carol in an Envelope or Dead Guy in an Envelope better?
Well, this time of year, Christmas Carol in an Envelope, it's a positive spin. Tis the season. It makes sense to do. I think it's a lot of fun. We have full phones. I mean, we've had DMs, people trying to get through and, hey, you're not answering the phone. I mean, there's just so many calls because it's the most popular game probably in all of America. So
the way you convince yourself, the DMs, the phones, I can't get to them all. People love it. Like it.
That is the case. The phone call, we have full phones.
I know we do.
I showed them to you.
I know we do.
I had a DM from Gina and Matt. It's like, why aren't you taking my call? I'm taking these other calls. I'm trying to get to her call. She's getting mad at me. I'm trying.
I know.
It's just call after call after call. Trying to take a guess.
You didn't answer which one you like better, though. I think you just love both. I think you love both. You like anything.
I would put anything
in
an envelope and guess. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. Right. What would you put on your hamburger in the envelope? I would play that game and I would execute it on the air and our EMCs would have fun.
Please don't do that.
I have thought of several horrendous games that you won't let me execute. So
yes, you
Christmas
have.
Carol in an Envelope is a good one. It's a lot of fun. We'll play again once again tomorrow. That's how you kick off the show. EMCs, we appreciate it every day. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas Station. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Thought about Stevie on the socials this morning.
Oh boy.
As I was parallel parking.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you do a good job?
Absolutely not. Thought to myself, Stevie would win this battle.
Are you as bad as Joe Jonas?
No.
All right.
That was a lengthy amount of time. We talked about that yesterday during Stevie on the socials. Joe Jonas, somebody in what was like a cafe or something, like taking a video of him back in and out and in and out. It had been 7 minutes trying to get in that spot.
Well, once you're messed up, you are... You have to restart.
You just have to rethink. Right. Just get out of there. You took the wrong angle. We've probably all done it. Just reset and then go back at it. You're absolutely right.
He was in New York City and it is busy.
You can't. Yeah, you have.
That's brave.
I know.
Even
I would not try.
Right.
What do we have today for Stevie on the show?
Well, there's a video going viral. It has over a million views and it's a situation that happened with a mom and her son. He was snooping for Christmas presents, and there's a way she handled it, and everyone's arguing on how to handle it because you can't just make the right choice as a parent, it seems. So everyone's arguing in the comments on what they should have done.
Oh, I look forward to that.
That's next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There's a mom that posted a video to TikTok that gained over a million views. It has 1.4 million views. And the mom that posted it, she doesn't have a ton of followers. She has like a little over 4,000. So she's not a huge influencer, but she was sharing her story of what happened. And it's a video of her, of them at what seems to be a Ross. And it says, POV, your five-year-old went through his presents early, so he has to go return them. And it's showing the little boy grabbing all of his stuff from the Ross bag and putting it on the counter. And he looks so sad. And he's returning all of the stuff that he was snooping, looking for, and found. And his mom was like, oh, well, you're not getting the presents from me. We're returning them. So he returned them himself.
I couldn't emotionally handle that.
I agree.
I could not. Not a chance I could make my kid do that.
I feel like that's a, I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm probably a bad human. But I feel like that's a threat you could make as a parent. Mm-hmm. But you would never actually
Make him do it.
Yeah. And like
he's five.
Mm-hmm. There he is, returning all his stuff.
No! Oh, I hate that. That is like Heartbreak City for me. Oh my gosh,
a lot
no.
of the comments, I've had a similar reaction as you, Jen. I don't think I'd be able to do it. But all the comments are like, oh, that's great parenting. That's how you should do it. And it felt sad. But she said, if you can't listen, then there'll be consequences. And then she also said, before you come at me, I went back and bought other gifts that he doesn't need to know about.
Well, I would imagine, that there's not going to be nothing under the tree. Jen's face, her eyes are closed, her head is in her hands.
I just...
What do you feel about this? 216-343-1021. Maybe you've done this, or you've threatened this, or whatever. I mean, I understand. And I was... So I have a younger brother. His name is Kevin. He's about 2.5 years younger than me. And even to this day, I've never been the snooper. I'm excited to open up gifts and Santa and everything. I always have been. And my brother is the one that would, I mean, he would be a Ross.
Oh, like on purpose?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He would be the snooper. Yeah, I just never was. And maybe there is one. Yeah. But maybe you've come across this before. And if the kiddo finds it, I mean, I don't know if you're going back to the store.
And he had to return them. He had to put them all up on the counter. No. It was like a big box.
That is like so shameful, I feel like, for that poor little boy.
I would feel bad as a cashier. No, I'd say no,
I can't.
The toys.
Are the comments leaning one way or the other? Or they seem to be pretty neutral from what... I know you didn't go through all of them.
Yeah, from everything I saw, they were on her side, which was shocking.
Yeah.
But I think it's because that's who saw the video. But... there were other comments saying, like, oh, I'm shocked at these comments. I'm so on your side. So I guess it just depends.
Yeah.
I think it was probably mixed.
And it's easy to be on her side from afar. You're not a part of this at all. All right. You can DM us if you want to weigh on this. Maybe you've taken the gifts back. Maybe you've done it. Stevie causing trouble on the socials on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Anybody tuning in, just kind of tell what you were talking about on something that was trending.
I'm making Jen sad
viral,
because it was a video of a 5-year-old who was snooping around, found some presents. And they were his, and now he has to go return them at Ross. And you see him putting them up on the counter, all his toys. It's very sad.
It's very sad. It's very sad.
He's only 5.
Right at that returns counter, throwing all those toys back up on the counter with him. I don't mean to laugh.
You laughed immediately. It's so evil.
It is so mean. I can understand the threat of, as a parent, I'm going to return all of it. Don't even... But to actually go to the store with the kid and the kid is unbagging the items and putting them on the return counter.
And you should see his face. It's heartbreak. He's 5. Although I do like Robin's. The reason I like this is only because the messages we're getting, because Robin said, I would be the biggest hypocrite if I took the presents back. I was the queen of snooping when I was a kid. We're talking using a razor blade to cut the tape so there was no evidence.
Oh, you have got it. That is next level.
That is next level, Robin. Unbelievable.
I wonder if she still does that. Do you still have... It's not gift anxiety. I don't know what the term is, because I've always been the one that's just been kind of, I will wait. I can't wait.
Same. I like to wait.
And my brother was the entire opposite. I don't know if he went that level. I guess I never really know, but he wanted to know what the presents were.
Wow. Yeah. I want the surprise, too.
Do you want the surprise, too?
Yeah, I don't
want
to snoop.
Some people hate the surprise. Yeah. Like, they're anxious.
And even
so
in general. Like, they don't like surprise parties. Yeah. Like, my wife would never want... If I did a surprise party, it would ruin her life. She would never want that. It's just those type of things. I don't know. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. Jen agrees. She would make her 5-year-old return all the gifts.
No, I would not. I'm traumatized by this.
No, I'm totally with Jen, and here's my thing. The onus is on that mother that she was not smart enough to hide presents from a 5-year-old.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
My sister always would snoop when she was little, never found them.
A 5-year-old's only so tall. Hide them up.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
hide them up.
Exactly. Go up.
Totally on that mom. If we were talking about a 13-year-old, okay, maybe, but a 5-year-old, no.
We have ruined Jen's Tuesday, specifically producer Stevie. Jen's Tuesday is ruined, and it's not even 7 a.m.
And Stevie keeps showing me more videos of, like, the kid's face and, like, the mom's. I'm like, I can't.
He was pouting, and it was so sad. But he had a good attitude, and we feel bad for him.
Yeah, I hope he has the best Christmas ever now.
Now, I know Tim hates talking about this, but we're still... It's not stamps.
Oh. Oh. Is it traffic?
No.
Is it the Steelers?
No.
Hmm.
What is the one thing you hate when I do the story around the holidays?
It's not travel?
It's travel.
Oh, that's what I said, the second guess.
Oh, I thought you said stamps.
Yeah.
Steeler. Oh, maybe you said travel. Sorry, my bad.
I figured stamps and travel.
I used to go,
my top three are stamps, travel, and Grey's Anatomy.
Stamps, travel, yes. Well, and this
so what's
one,
the traveling stats,
well,
Jen?
Well,
a lot of people will be moving around the town?
No, that's not it. Although we did talk about that. I think, what did they say? Like 122 million people will travel. No, this is more about if you're flying for the holidays.
Now that makes a little more sense.
I love the end of the year stories like this, because it'll be like, hey, don't wrap your gifts if you're going to fly. Because they won't make it through TSA. Like, if you use wrapping paper and tape, like, if you put them in gift bags,
that's
they can still get
call,
through them.
Though. That's a good one.
But don't wrap them ahead of time. They say leave them unwrapped, put them in your checked bags, and then cakes, cookies, pies, and brownies, those are allowed to go through security. But liquids like syrup, champagne, eggnog, or preserves have to go in your checked bags if they're over 3.4 ounces. It's like same rules apply to the food as your toiletries. If you can spill it or pour it, it can't go in your carry-on.
Two things. So that five-year-old doesn't have to worry about the presents through there. The second thing.
Stop referencing that poor kid.
What if you have those syrup shoes?
Good luck.
Oh, I hope they're less than 3.4 ounces. Mm. Also, snow globes. If you have a snow globe, there's too much liquid in them.
See, now that is really good to know, because for people that are traveling, you would think to bring those things and you wouldn't know. That's good traveling information.
So I've done a travel story you like.
Ooh, very travel-y.
I love it.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
Do you have presents currently under the tree?
No.
Huh. That's one no.
Do you have presents currently under the tree?
Jen, I do.
Your presents that you've wrapped?
I'm just very curious. I'm just very curious about traditions. That's all.
I happened to mention this early yesterday. When Nate and I first got together, and it was like our first Christmas together, I came into the living room one day, and there were wrapped presents under the tree. And it stunned me. I'm like, what is going on? What is this? Why are there gifts? Why are there wrapped gifts under the tree?
It's not Christmas.
Yeah. Right. And he's like, oh, they're your Christmas gifts. Like, what? I don't want those there. I don't want to look at those. They don't come out until Christmas Day. Gifts don't sit under the tree days and days and days, weeks. And this was like weeks, I think, at that time, back when we were more prepared humans. I don't want my gifts sitting under the tree for weeks. I could shake them. I could look at them. I could try to guess what they are. I don't want to stare at them. It's like torture. It's like that box you had in here for 6 months.
I've seen what you did with just this 2000. Yeah. Well, I mean.
I am a non-wrapped present. I don't want them under the tree until they're being opened within hours.
It is
the day of.
Yeah, of course. It's a simple yes or no question. That was one no. Just very curious about this.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Do you currently have presents under the tree? Yay or nay? 216-343-1021, or you can shoot us a DM. I just know, and we do, and my 10-year-old Izzy, she is so excited and wraps the gifts and put them under the tree and is very excited to show me, like, Daddy, this is yours. Mommy, this is. And it is great. It's totally different for me, because when I was a kid, born and raised in Firestone Park in Akron, there were no presents under the tree. And there were just certain traditions. I mean, we weren't allowed down by the tree. It was like my brother and I, it was an entire thing. My dad would put on the Christmas music, and like, it was an entire thing. And that's not what we did. And then I thought to myself, I'm just very curious where people fall in this thing, because as a kid, there was no way we were going to have any Christmas presents under the tree. And then today, you know, obviously our family gifts, they're in the tree.
They're there. So yeah. Your tradition has changed. The gifts don't come out until they're to be opened. That is my opinion. And that's currently how it goes in our house, too. Now, I will say, I have a dog, Millie, who probably would like to tear into a few of those presents if they were sitting there as well.
Oh, if you have a dog, yeah.
Yes, she likes to chew papery things. But I'm like you. That's the tradition I grew up with, and that's the way it is in our house now, even though Nate tried to do it differently for a few years when we first got together. But even with the kids and stuff, we bring them out when they're about to be opened.
So if we take, I'm just curious, and please DM us. It could be simple yes or no. Current presence under the tree, yes or no. Or 216, literally we should take the first five callers. I'm very curious if it's that way, at least we'll have it swaying one side or the other. Maybe it's all yeses, maybe it's all no. Maybe people have done this for years and I was
We're already totally getting a ton of DMs we have to get to as well.
Like I said, grew up a different way. It's a different way now. So
yeah, but when you have a daughter that's very excited about that stuff, of course you want to change the tree. Want it to be.
She's excited
for your kid. Whatever your kids want is what you want to do. At least that's how I feel. Like if my kids want to do something a certain way, I want to make their holidays memorable. I want to create traditions for them. I want them to love it because it's all about them.
And then, I'm usually relatively passive on, okay, like I can wait. But when I see the glow in her eye on, Daddy, this is yours. What do you think, Daddy?
Like, does she want you to guess?
Kind of, yeah.
That makes me nervous. You'd be a good guesser.
I know, but I'm not going to do it. I don't get anywhere near it. I make sure that I don't. So
that's smart.
216-343-1021. And we'll also get to those DMs as well. Just curious, it is what? 9 days till Christmas. Do you have presents under the tree currently? That is the question. Can we talk about that on the air? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Presents. Presents under the tree, yay or nay, currently. What? That would be a great topic.
There are so many DMs coming in about
this
topic.
Tell me that wouldn't be great. Maybe I can convince Jenny in the next 24 hours.
About presents under the tree. People have strong opinions on this.
On what?
On presents under the tree.
I have presents under my tree.
I do not. I do not have any presents under the tree.
Oh, you don't?
I don't.
Okay.
Did you think I did?
I
said Nate did it.
Yeah,
Nate did
years ago.
It was our first Christmas together. I'm like, I don't understand this. This was something we never did. And I didn't realize people did that. And a lot of people are saying, no, we don't have gifts under the tree. Angie says she puts a few gifts under the tree, but she wants the element of surprise. See, I'm all about element of surprise. I like that.
I get that.
And that's why, you know, we kind of wait. Julie says, yes, gifts under the tree. It looks so pretty. I agree. That does look pretty. It's too tempting for too many people.
Who in your family would be the first to shake a box? To figure out a gift?
I would.
Max?
I think I would, which is funny because I want the element of surprise. Okay. I think my kids like surprise, too. I don't know that they would go up and shake the boxes.
I wouldn't. Yeah,
I don't think they would. I think we all like the surprise of it.
All right, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Presents under the tree or no?
No, I'm with Jen. We never grew up like that, and I just think it's, like, too much temptation. Plus, now we have three dogs, so they would never laugh.
Dogs would tear into those. I know. I'm surprised that my dog actually... And he likes to tear in some things. He leaves the presents alone. I'm actually shocked once you mentioned that.
It's very nice. Yeah. I actually just had to ship a gift to my mother-in-law that my dog partially chewed. But I wrote, instead of rewrapping it, I just wrote a note and said, Millie really wanted to get into this for you. Is that bad?
That was very well done.
Because I thought she would think that was cute.
Use of your time.
It's 8 degrees in Chagrin Falls. That's our Star City. Here are the three things you need to know today, brought to you by South Park Mall. Again, no winner in the Powerball drawing last night. Now the jackpot, $1.25 billion. The next drawing will happen tomorrow night. Voodoo Brewing in Cleveland Heights closing after 6 years in business. The owners thanked the community this Saturday, their last day. And General Hospital legend Anthony Geary has died. He was best known as Luke Spencer. He died following complications from surgery.
Did everybody's grandma love General Hospital and Luke and Laura?
Yes.
My
and so
grandma
did my
would
mom.
Not. Oh, and your mom?
And
my
then,
grandma would
and
not.
And then I did.
My grandma Richards, if you went down to her house between 3 and 4 o'clock, she would tell you to leave or shut up. She was born in Italy. Like she did. There was not very much, there was not very much, there were a lot of soft edges with grandma. You went down there and you bothered her during General Hospital. It was game over. Well, she wanted you to visit all the time, but for that hour, she wanted you to leave alone. Yeah. You had to leave. You had to sit on the Davenport and be quiet, and that was it. Done.
Well, it's not like she could rewatch it anywhere. That's it. You had to watch it live.
To GH fans, that is a massive deal. And I also ended up looking up. I didn't realize that the actor, the actress that played the Luke and Laura, they're like 15 years apart. Because then I started looking to see how old she was. She's 63. He was 78.
And I mean,
I know a lot of people probably don't care, but when that just threw me back when I saw that he passed away, and it brought me back to my grandma watching that religiously every weekday at 3 o'clock.
That's what it makes me think of too. Coming home from school, I would watch it after school. Who knows if it was appropriate? But I also looking into it yesterday, the millions of people that watched their wedding and for
it was the big
those numbers back in the '80s is when that happened was insanity. People went nuts for that love story.
I was more of all my children.
Were you?
Shout out Palmer Courtland.
No, yeah. Okay. I never watched that one.
Oh, yeah. Let's skip over One Life to Live, and then you have General Hospital.
Oh, I was more GH and Days of Our Lives kind of girl. Yeah.
My mom was all over All My Children. Susan Lucci, Palmer Courtland, like that entire
thing.
And
she never won her Emmy Award
never
or whatever.
For, two decades or whatever, and I think maybe finally got it.
That was a big thing.
Gosh.
Your soap opera headquarters right here on
time.
Star 102.
That's how we roll. Getting a lot of DMs. And I don't care. I know it's memory lane. I know it was a long time ago. I mean, General Hospital is still on, but it's big news over the last 24 hours.
Well, Anthony Gary passed away. He famously played Luke in the Luke and Laura duo that got married in the 80s. And it was like one of the most watched television episodes in daytime TV history. So it's sad. He passed away. Well, and that got us talking about General Hospital. Your grandma watched it. I watched it growing up. I still catch up when my mother-in-law comes to town and watches an episode. Turns out that my friend Vicky still watches it. More people than you think are still watching General Hospital.
I didn't know it was still on, to be perfectly honest, until I was doing some research about it today.
It has to be the only one. Is it the only soap opera still on?
A lot of them dropped off. It got me thinking and talking about that. Yeah, not me specifically watching, although I did catch my share of All My Children in GH. I'm not going to lie. But my mom would watch All My Children all the time. All of the time. One Life to Live, I think, was on after that. Almost let it slip. She didn't watch that from what I remember. And then it was General Hospital at 3. And then we get all these DMs, because I'm kidding around about, like, the best soap opera, you know, characters of all time. And it's taken people back. I understand it was 40 years ago or 30 years ago. It's taken people back. And the DMs that we're getting on Jen and Tim show and Star 102, I mean, it's taken other people back. I think it's kind of fun.
They're fantastic. Did you see what Bonnie said? She said, don't forget about the other ABC soap opera that came on before All My Children called Ryan's Hope. Remember Ryan's Hope?
Was it a half hour?
I don't know that.
I think it was a half hour.
I didn't
hour
watch
long.
It, but I do remember the name. Remember, like, Guiding Light? We keep talking about, like, One Life to Live and Days of Our Lives. I remember Guiding Light was, like, up against GH. They were both on it.
Were they? Oh, yeah.
So I was not watching that because I was fully immersed in General Hospital.
Let's see. Angie, my mom is a huge General Hospital fan. She has been since it first started. My mom and my sisters always had a TV hidden in their closet, and she'd skip school and watch it. I'm telling you, even if it's not now, and a lot of these have been off of the air for years, I understand GH is still on, but, you know, once again, the All My Children's and these other ones, they are of the past. I understand that. I can mention it, and this takes people back in some way. A mom, a grandma, an aunt, an uncle, a parent, of some sort yourself, as you mentioned. You watched it years ago? I don't know. Getting all these DMs.
It's very fun to walk down soap opera memory lane.
I just thought we would walk down memory lane. Just thinking, it's very busy. Early part of next year on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Not only with Flight 102, getting you out of here, warming you up. We're going to have, and we were just, the young lady that won is working outdoors. Crossing guard? Is that what she?
She's a crossing guard, yes.
Thank you for doing what you're doing. We will have Outdoor Worker Appreciation Week. That's going to be happening in January. And also, you're going to have to name some geese. I mean, it is a lot. We're asking a lot of you. We're a family here, but we need some geese names.
A lot of people, by the way, troubled on you could see our new geese on the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page saying, one goose is not geese. That's plural.
But one goose is not geese.
Because it says, we'd like to welcome our new geese to the studio. There is a large goose that you brought in. There's a small goose that I brought in. We got each other the same gift in different form, right? So I think a lot of people are only noticing the large goose in the picture, and they think it's grammatically incorrect because it says,
okay,
we'd like to welcome our geese to the studio. But you should take another look. There are two geese in the photo. So it is actually geese.
Size doesn't matter.
That's right.
It's still the goose and flock.
Wait, did you say
I'm going to change it to goose and flock and
goosen,
see what people say.
Like G-O-O-S-E-N, the goose, not goose and flock.
No, nope.
The goose and flock.
It's the goose and flock.
We are building
in
a flock.
Studio.
Building a flock
I
right
have
here.
To check with K&D and see if we need goosel permits.
Don't even let them know we have geese in here. That will become a problem right away. Goosel permit. How do you apply for that?
I would
that?
Love to call them. Hey, it's Jen and Tim upstairs. I don't know. Is it cool if we have geese in the studio long term? What's your role? Do you need a leash? Do you need a permit? What exactly is your goose? Your
you
goose?
Have to leash your goose if you take it in the Halley
because
building.
We have unleashed geese.
Yes, we do.
We are not leashing the geese.
No, we are
have
not.
A free goose.
This has geese. Definitely gotten weird now.
All right. Thanks for the DM.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.